Hey there, it's Liz. We have so many great opportunities for learning coming your way this fall through the Hungarian Store. And in this episode, I'll do a recap of our recent Hungarian Heritage Expo and also talk about our upcoming classes. This is episode 107. Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. We're on a mission to help you maintain a meaningful connection to Hungarian culture and heritage in a variety of ways. We'll talk about food, travel, history, music, language, genealogy, and more. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. As you know, we are all about encouraging you to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage. We try to provide as many opportunities as possible. Some are free, and some have a charge. Believe me, we would love to just do everything for free, but we are not funded by any organization or entity. This is our livelihood. So please take advantage of our free offerings. But remember, when you make a purchase through us, you make it possible for us to offer the free things as well. As a business, we feel it is very important to give back to the community, and we do so with quality programming. Your support of us makes that possible. We had another fantastic Hungarian Heritage Expo. I can't believe this is the third one we have hosted. Actually, it is the third one in 13 months. The Hungarian Heritage Expo is essentially a free online conference all about Hungarian food, genealogy, language, history, music, and more, and it is in English. In each expo, there has been at least 10 hours worth of presentations from people who are just as passionate about Hungarian things as we are. All of the expos have been fun for sure, and they have all had some wonderful opportunities for connection. But I have to tell you, I stepped way out of my comfort zone to put this together. But I think I have finally found my sweet spot of comfortability on this most recent expo. We always have a mix of pre-recorded and live presentations, and I think that's important. This year, we added Heritage Connections, which was an opportunity twice each day dedicated to a live discussion on Zoom about particular topics. It was an exciting addition, and it is something that you will see as a new opportunity once a month over the course of the next year. I'll talk more about that in a bit. But first, I want to let you know that we have two beginner Hungarian classes starting, one during the day on Thursdays and one in the early evening on Wednesdays. If you have been wanting to learn Hungarian, this is a great chance. Please email liz@hungarianliving.com right away to get in one of these classes. Also, if you need private or semi-private classes, please contact us about availability. By the way, if you don't receive our monthly e-newsletter, I really recommend you sign up for it. There are links in the show notes for all the things we talk about today, including our e-newsletter. There is always something fun in the works, and we always share great information in our newsletter. So get connected. There are so many fun ways to learn more about Hungarian things. If you are connected to a local Hungarian church or club, that is awesome. Volunteer for them. Support them during their special events. Make sure you are a member. We love all the things Hungarian churches and clubs do, but we know they can't do everything, and we know that many of you live far away from anything Hungarian. And that's why we're here, to support you in your journey to learn what you can and pass it on to the next generation. We have a new Heritage Connection offering coming up this month. It is free, and it will be on Sunday, September 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Reka Bakos will present about the waves of immigration and understanding a bit more about why Hungarians came to the U.S. and Canada between the 1850s and the 2000s. You can visit thehungarianstore.com and look at the online classes section to register. You must pre-register to be able to attend, and it is free. We have a family history writing class with Reka Bakos that will be held on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and that starts on September 16th. In this class, you will learn how to document your family story in a meaningful way and make it come alive for you and your family, as well as for future generations. Details are in the online classes section of thehungarianstore.com. We have a Hungarian folk song class coming up with Katalin Somosi. 4 weeks of learning, and you don't even have to know Hungarian to take this class. Class starts on Wednesday, September 17th. There are details in the online classes section of thehungarianstore.com. If you're looking to do some review of chapters 3 to 5 or chapters 6 to 8 in the Magyarok A1 series, we have two listening and review classes that start on Tuesday, September 16th. Then we also have a Hungarian folk song class coming up, and that will start on September 17th. And all those three classes that I just talked about, those are taught by Katalin Somosi. And just to let you know that if you're looking for the Hungarian folk song class, you do not have to know Hungarian to take that class. So that's not a requirement. Most of our other Hungarian classes, you do need to at least be working on your Hungarian, but not this class. We have a cooking class with Adam. We will be making szilva lekvár or plum jam together. If you had a chance to attend the class with Adam at the Hungarian Heritage Expo, you know how fun he is. You don't necessarily have to make plum jam. There are some other options, and he will talk through all of them. And you don't actually have to cook at all. You can just come for the fun and learning and get inspired. Details are in the online classes section of the HungarianStore.com. We have a wax resist Easter egg decorating class coming up with Tamea Sape, October 24th and 25th with a new design. Details are in the online classes section of the HungarianStore.com. And we are planning another free Heritage Connections class in October, all about the 1956 Hungarian Revolution. We're still working on the details for that, and we will let you know as soon as we know. If you are a part of our newsletter group, you will definitely receive the information. Just sometimes these things, they get planned not quite at the last minute, but that's just the best way to find out about it. Never depend on Facebook or anything else to give you things in a timely manner. There's a lot of times things just don't happen that way. So if you get the newsletter in your inbox, you know the latest details. And we will be cooking together with Adam again on November 15th. And this time we are making Hungarian potato pancakes or tocsni. It's just one of the ways to refer to this dish, but you can check out the details at thehungarianstore.com. And last but not least, we finally have the details ready for our next tour to Hungary in May and June of 2026. We will be visiting Eger, Tokaj, Gyula, and quite a few places in between. So the details for all of that are at madarliving.com, and we would love for you to join us on one of our tours. But if our time frame is not the same as your time frame, then let us help you create a tour of your own. If you want to visit your ancestral village, or you just have some other ideas for areas you'd like to visit, you don't need to wait for us to make a tour like that. We can customize a tour for you and the people you want to travel with. So be sure to connect with us. Well, I think that's it for this episode. I know there's a lot of information in here, but we're super excited about all the things that are going on, and we want you to find the things that excite you and help you get connected. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage. And sign up for our newsletter and catalog at HungarianLiving.com. There's a link in the show notes. Special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music.